Welcome to Live with Passion and the teachings of Father Cedric Pazenia. This program is designed to help deepen your relationship with God and empower you to live with greater passion. We invite you to log on to www.frcedric.org for more inspiration. That's www.frcedric.org. May the Holy Spirit touch you as you listen now.
Easter isn't just some I hope it happened 2,000 years ago event. It is something for right now. In fact, what better time to receive the Holy Spirit? What better time to receive resurrection? What better time to experience a rebirth, if you will, being born again, becoming a new creation in Christ, than today? Welcome to Live with Passion. I'm Father Cedric Pazenia, the host, and I want to wish you a happy Easter. Jesus is risen, and because of that, your life can be totally different. You can experience resurrection. Paul the Apostle said, I want to know Christ and the power that flows from his resurrection. And I pray that you will come to know Jesus on this Easter day and experience the power that flows from his resurrection. This is a day of great joy, day of great happiness. Jesus has been risen, raised from the dead, and one day we believe that we will be raised from the dead also. Wanted to share with you the scripture. It comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 20. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, the doors of the house were locked for fear of the Jews. Jesus came and stood and said, peace be with you. After this, he showed them his hands and his side, and the disciples rejoiced when they saw the risen Lord. And Jesus said again, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I send you. And when he said this, he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So we have this wonderful account of the resurrection where Jesus appears to the disciples behind locked doors, breathes the Holy Spirit on them, and changes their life. And just to let you know, when I grew up as a young man, as a teenager, I'm not quite sure what I believed in. I was born and brought up Catholic, and I heard about the resurrection, but you know, you never know if it was true or not. In fact, at that time of my life as a young man, I actually believed in reincarnation. It sounded good. You die and come back as somebody else, and you just keep progressing. It was kind of an easy religion. So I was kind of thinking about reincarnation, and I wanted to believe in the resurrection, but I wasn't quite sure. After all, nobody was there, so we're not quite sure what happened there. But then something happened to me. As Jesus breathed his Holy Spirit upon his apostles, when I was 18 years old, Jesus breathed his Holy Spirit upon me, revolutionized my life. Some of you have heard my teachings about the Holy Spirit. I have many episodes about it and how I've been changed and continue to grow and to change by the Holy Spirit. And I wanted to tell you that Easter is all about receiving resurrection because the Holy Spirit raised me up, changed my ideas, and revolutionized my life. I'm a Catholic priest, as you can see here by my religious habit, Passionist priest. I've been a priest now for 27 years. I travel around the United States preaching. I remember one time I was at one of our retreat centers, and it was right after Easter, about a week after Easter. And we employ these young people, teenagers, at the retreat center, and they do lunches, and they pick up the dishes, and they clean the different plates, and they clean the silverware and the different things. So as I was walking through the dining room, one of the teenagers came up to me, probably 16 years old, nice young kid, and he comes up to me, he goes, Father Cedric, he says, I have a question about our religion. So I sat down with him, and this is a week after Easter. I sat down with him, and this is what he said. He said, Father, I went to church on Easter. Everybody was singing, Jesus is risen, the choir, the Easter lilies were out, church was packed. He said, I couldn't help but think I had doubts. how do we know Jesus is risen? I mean, the choir wasn't there, the preacher wasn't there, the people in the pews weren't there. How do we know all this isn't just a lie, a farce? And I had an answer for him. I'll tell you what I said in just a moment. But the next day, I went to another church, and I had a teaching to give about the resurrection. And I told him about this young man who came up to me and said, "Father, how do you know there's a resurrection? How do we know it's not just a lie? How do we know Easter is true?" And I said, "If that young man came up to you and asked you that question, what would you say to him?" And I had a variety of responses. There must have been about 30 people there. Variety of responses. One said, "Well, I'd tell him that the church has taught it for 2,000 years, and the apostles gave their lives for Jesus. People don't die for a lie. So we know the resurrection is true because the church preaches the truth, and the apostles died for it." And I said, "Okay, that's a good answer. Thank you." And somebody else raised their hand. I said, "What would you say to him?" "Father, I'd say it's in the Bible. Church teaches about the Bible, and the Bible's truth. The resurrection is all over the place in the scriptures." I would say that, tell him it's in the scriptures, and because of that, we know that Jesus is risen. And I thanked him for the answer. It's true. It's all over the place in the Bible, but you know, what am I going to do, tell a 16-year-old kid I believe in the resurrection because it's in the Bible? We need more than that. We need some evidence. We need some fruit. And then a woman raised her hand, and I'll never forget what she said. "Father, I would tell him, I know there's a resurrection because Jesus lives in me and he's changed my life." What I told that young man and what I, listening to that woman, it's exactly what I told him. I said, "Young man, don't know why you think I became a priest 27 years ago, but just to let you know, I grew up just like you in the Catholic Church, wasn't sure about things, but when I was 18, 19 years old, God touched me and lavished his Holy Spirit upon me. This Holy Spirit, this presence of God, revolutionized my life. And what I came to realize is the Holy Spirit is the resurrection power of Jesus. That same Holy Spirit, the scriptures tell us, is going to raise me from the dead. So how do I know there's a resurrection? Because he lives in me. And I told the young man, and what I want to tell you right now is that you can experience the resurrection. Easter isn't just some, I hope it happened 2,000 years ago event. It is something for right now. In fact, what better time to receive the Holy Spirit? What better time to receive resurrection? What better time to experience a rebirth, if you will, being born again, becoming a new creation in Christ, than today? It's Easter. Jesus is risen. Billions of people around the planet are celebrating this. And if you don't know, if you don't believe in the resurrection, if you're not sure that it really did happen, I want you to know that you can know. You can experience the grace and the power. And that's what I'm praying this program will mediate to you, faith. You see, because it's through faith we are saved. So I simply want you to believe, even if you don't know or if you're not sure, maybe you believe in reincarnation or some other religion, whatever it is, I just want you to believe for a moment that Jesus is raised from the dead. And your faith will grow. It starts as a mustard seed, and I believe that it will become bigger and bigger. That's just what I did. I just came in faith, came simply believing. And when God sees that, he sees that you want to believe, he sees that you want to experience his presence, he will lavish his Spirit upon you, just like he has millions upon millions, just like he did with the apostles. And that's what I wanted for that young man. And I realized that a lot of people that watch my program are believers, and you're rejoicing in the resurrection. You know what I'm talking about. But a number of other people don't know Jesus, and they're not sure about the resurrection. And maybe you're a teenager, like this young man coming to me, and saying, "How can you know?" Well, you can know. The presence of the Holy Spirit is the presence of God. And so you can experience resurrection. So, you know, I'm getting older now, just turned 60, and you know, the wrinkles are there and the face starts drooping and everything, and you know, you start to get these lines everywhere. And can you imagine This is how plastic surgeons make their money and cosmetic stores make their money. Everybody's going in trying to look younger. Can you imagine your face shining like the sun? A beautiful complexion. This new cosmetic for all eternity. A new beauty. That's going to be part of the resurrection. And then, of course, other parts of the resurrection. St. Thomas Aquinas, one of the great doctors and saints of our Catholic Church, he talked about in the Summa Theologica, he talked about how your body will be like an Olympic champion, a decathlon champion. They are the most agile people on earth. They run and they throw and they swim. And a lot of people are complaining about having hip surgery and joint surgery and knee surgery and shoulder surgery. Well, imagine a body that's completely agile, that you can do everything that you used to do as a young person without pain. And then I read a book about a near-death experience that a man had, many near-death experiences. And one man talked about, and this is his own words, having the endless energy of a child. One of the things that happens as you grow older, start to lose energy. Well, imagine having this replenishment, this refreshment of energy all the time so you never get tired. That's what it's going to be in the resurrection. He said that the aches and pains will be gone. He said in his near-death experience that he felt like a teenager again, only better. Wow. And then, as you grow older, many people struggle with memory loss. You start to forget names, you start to forget concepts and words. Imagine your memory being completely sharp. You remember everything. Your intellect has come to its fruition and it grows. This is going to be the resurrection. Agility, beauty, memory, energy, no pain. You know, the list is endless. And this is what we can look forward to. The Bible promises us in Christ a resurrection. In fact, it says, if the Spirit, remember, we'll go back to the Holy Spirit now, if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He will raise you from the dead by the Holy Spirit. And if you've experienced the Holy Spirit is the glory of God, the wonderful presence of God, the electricity, the, if you will, the power of God. How was Jesus raised from the dead? By the power of God, the power that created the universe, the power that created the world, the power that gave life to 7.6 billion people on earth and growing. God has the power to raise us from the dead. The God that we serve is a living God. And so we rejoice on Easter Day.
Jesus died on the cross and rose again so that we might be saved and have eternal life. The greatest and most influential event in human history was Jesus' resurrection. But the resurrection wasn't just one historical moment. A resurrected life can happen every day. In Father Cedric's book, Rise, you can learn how to embrace the risen life, a life of passion, stability, and healing. Father Cedric's book, Rise, reveals how to live a fulfilled life, how to conquer addictions, how to overcome your past, and rise from indifference to make a difference. In this book, you'll learn how to experience resurrection today. Call right now to get this special offer. Call 844-FATHER-C. That's 844-328-4372. Or go to frcedric.org. Or write us at Father Cedric Ministries, 430 Bunker Hill Road, Houston, Texas, 77024. 100% of your donations will be used to produce and air Live with Passion.
I remember one Easter, probably about 5 years ago, I went to visit my mom in New Smyrna Beach, where my mom and dad used to live. They both passed away now. And I went to the beach there. They lived only a couple miles from the ocean. It was Easter morning. And I went to the beach and I sat there. I had gone to Mass the night before, celebrated the Easter Vigil. And now I just wanted to spend a little time in nature. And there's nothing like being on the beach on Easter and watching the sunrise on Easter morning. And so I did that. And this is what I heard. Cedric, you believe in the resurrection. And well, you should. But do you believe that you can experience resurrection, not just when you die, but right now? And I went, what was that? And it was God telling me that the resurrection, yes, is for when I die, and he's going to give me a new body. It'll be my body, but renewed. But I was hearing, and this is what I want you to hear, that you can experience resurrection now. And I'm very familiar with the scriptures. It talks about in Christ we are a new creation. If you read Romans chapter 8, it talks about life in the Spirit, how you can have a deep personal relationship with God. You can experience the Holy Spirit. Your prayer life can be renewed. You can have depth with God in a way that you never had before. You could experience conversion. You can be you can rise from your addictions. You can rise from your tribulations and be able to face them in a real way. So there's a whole variety of ways that you can experience resurrection. Not only that, your attitude. You can be positive instead of negative. You can, in your thought life, you don't have to be anxious and worried all the time. You can have peace and joy, as I've talked about in other episodes. And then your emotions, you can, instead of being up and down all the time, being depressed, having discouragement, you can have stability in your emotions. See, this is resurrection. Stable emotions, a wonderful thought life, a beautiful attitude. So you can experience resurrection, not just in the hereafter, but in the here and now. And that's what I want for you as you watch this program here on Easter morning. I want you to know Ephesians 3:20. And it says that God's power at work in us is able to do far more than we can ever dare to think, ask, or imagine. So in other words, his power that raised Jesus from the dead and will raise us from the dead on the last day can be at work in you now. Let me tell you more about that. One of the great symbols in our Christian lore is the symbol of the phoenix. The phoenix was a mythological bird, and what would happen is it would live quite a long time. Toward the end of its life cycle, it would build a nest of twigs, and then at the end of its life cycle, fire would catch on the twigs. The twigs would burn along with the bird, and they would turn into ashes. But out of the ashes would rise a new phoenix, different, better, stronger, born again. And I want you to understand that the phoenix rises, the symbol of resurrection. We actually named a city Phoenix because of that very reason. It came, it rose over the site of an ancient civilization. It rose because of the ashes itself, not just from the ashes, but because of the ashes. And I say that, I think about my own life. I had a religious experience when I was 19 years old, and it happened because of a breakup with a girl. Let me call it ashes. I was hurt. We had broken up, devastated, lonely, had a lot of guilt from that relationship, a lot of shame. And it was in and out of and because of those ashes that I rose and had new life in Christ. So the resurrection has happened already, and it will continue when I die. If you ever want to experience resurrection, go to a 12-step meeting. 12-step Alcoholics Anonymous, Overeaters Anonymous, Gamblers Anonymous, you know, the 12-step meeting, people coming into sobriety from all kinds of addictions. These are people who are in ashes, if you will, who's struggling in trials and tribulations. If you go to a 12-step meeting, if you admit that you're an alcoholic and that you need help and you go to one of these meetings, you will hear real, raw stories about life and about resurrection. So many people that have come back to the Catholic Church and other denominations came back because of the addiction. Again, it's not only out of the ashes, it's because of the ashes that you can rise. So if your ashes are an addiction, I want you to know that you can rise. If you're stuck in an addiction right now, here it is, Easter morning. I want you to know that you can rise from that addiction today, that this is the day of resurrection. If you've suffered abuse, sexual abuse, emotional abuse, physical abuse in some way, shape, or form, child abuse, I want you to know that that's the stuff of your resurrection. I want you to know that if you are struggling physically, you can rise out of those struggles. A struggling marriage, a struggling family, you can rise out of those ashes. So whatever your ashes are, it could be depression, discouragement, loneliness, grieving. I mean, this is the human condition. I'm a Catholic priest. People come to me all the time with what's going on in their life. I know what you're going through. I know what the struggles are. These are the ashes of life. For example, I went to New York City one time, and out of the ashes of 911, the Freedom Tower rose, 1,776 feet. And not only that, out of the ashes of 911, a new determination against terrorism has been brought to the United States. And so out of our ashes and because of the ashes, we live in a whole new culture now because of terrorism and because of our ability to fight it. So my main point is, what I want you to get is that out of your ashes, you can rise. I remember I was struggling as a seminarian one time and wasn't sure if God had really called me to priesthood. I believed that he had, but I wasn't really sure. And, you know, I didn't want to make a commitment like that unless I was sure. So I went to a place called the University of Steubenville. It's a Franciscan university, very charismatic, very faithful. And I went there on a retreat. On the retreat, we met a cardinal. It was Cardinal Daniels from Belgium. And there was about 1,000 priests there, some seminarians, some deacons, and the cardinal from Belgium, Cardinal Daniels. So he wanted to talk to the seminarians. We sat around the table, and this is what he said. He said, "Young men, you have a call to priesthood, venerable call, but I need to let you know Satan is going to be out to get you." And I'm thinking, what did he just say? Satan? I didn't even hear about that in the seminary. Now he's telling us about this, a cardinal of the church that's like right next to the Pope. And he said, the way that Satan is going to try to get you, and he's going to try to knock the legs out from underneath you, try to take the wind out of your sails, not so much by women, not so much by money. The way that Satan's going to try to get you is by discouragement. When he said that, it was like a boxing glove hit me, because remember, I was struggling with priesthood. I wasn't sure if I was called or not. And I realized that evil was working in my life, trying to bring me down, trying to make me leave, actually. And I was discouraged. And when he said that, it was just like I experienced this grace. You could call it resurrection, but it was this grace of determination that I wasn't going to let evil pull me down. Some of you are going through despair, through discouragement. It's not just psychological. This is a spiritual condition where evil works on you, tries to oppress you and bring you down. So then, and right after that, we went to a mass. Now, picture 1,000 priests going into a tent to celebrate mass with the seminarians and the cardinals and the bishops and all these different people. And I'll never forget the song that was sung as they came in. It was called "Rise Up, O Men of God." And I mean, you haven't lived until you've been in a place where you're celebrating with 1,000 people who have given their lives to God in ministry, like priests and cardinals and bishops and deacons. And the words were, "Rise up, O men of God, have done with lesser things, give heart and soul and mind and strength to serve the King of Kings." The only way I can put it is this: a wave of glory came upon the congregation. And I mean, I stood there and wept as I experienced resurrection. And as you can see now, I've become a priest 27 years later. The devil tried to discourage me and make me give up. That's way in my past. So this is just one example of the many ways that you can experience resurrection in your life. As I said, if you're stuck in grieving, if you're stuck in an addiction, if you're going through discouragement, if you have some loneliness, if you're dealing with adversities, a struggling marriage, wherever you are in your life, wherever you may be stuck, I want you to know, today is Easter. Jesus is risen. You can experience his power. Most of all, if you're not quite sure about the resurrection, and you're not sure about reincarnation, resurrection, Buddhism, I'm not quite sure what the truth is, I want you simply, if you would, you can do it. God is there. Simply believe. Believe that Jesus Christ has been raised from the dead. And I believe, as you believe, and I'm going to be praying for you, you will experience rebirth. Like the phoenix, you can rise from your ashes, and you don't have to just let the devil walk all over you. And not only will you rise from your ashes can become the stuff in the vehicle, the catalyst of your resurrection. So, Jesus is risen, the world rejoices, and I pray that you will experience resurrection, yes, when you die, but even today. Don't just live, live with passion. This is Father Cedric Bezania. Thank you so much for listening to my program. I hope you are inspired by my radio program. My goal is to reach out to you and to all with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I invite you to visit my website, www.frcedric.org. That's fathercedric.org. On my website, you can watch my television programs, you can listen to more podcasts, you can make prayer requests that come directly to me, and much more. I have many resources to help you in your Christian life. My resource phone is 844-FATHER-C. That's 844-328-4372. Please feel free to call. Thank you again. Don't just live, live with passion.